www.radiofreeplay.com。
Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-453. That's 855-450-3733 for those of you that don't have little letters on your phone. I think it's becoming less and less common.
Yeah, most phones are having the QWERTY keyboard or no numbers at all, and you have some sort of thing pop up.
Yeah, makes it a little more difficult. So there you go, 855-450-FREE. Let's go straight to the calls here. Let's go to Marcus in Pueblo. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
All's well.
Is Ian there? I had a question for him before I started going here.
Well, Ian's in studio. He's working on some technical stuff.
Oh, well, I just wanted to say I saw his AMA on Reddit, and it went absolutely nowhere. He hardly got any questions. I want to know how he felt about that. But I guess if he's not there, he can't answer me.
I don't know what an AMA is.
I'm here. You're talking about the Ask Me Anything on Reddit. It happened like a year ago or something. It was actually during the Bitcoin conference.
Yeah.
There were some questions on there. I mean, what were you expecting?
I was expecting a lot more traffic than you got, considering how controversial and, quite frankly, dumb your opinions are. Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
But what opinions on what? On Bitcoin or?
Well, no, just about government in general. I mean, I don't think you guys understand that there are bad people out there that we need the government to protect us from.
Yeah, but there are bad people in the government, too, right?
Well, I agree, but there's...
See, that's a really... Special. You've got a really difficult position to defend, Marcus. You're saying that there are bad people in the world, and that bad people are attracted to power, and that we therefore need power to protect us from bad people who are attracted to power.
That's exactly right, because most people...
That's nuts. That's insane. It's psychopathic.
Good people that get in to serve and protect the common citizen who's out to do nothing more than mind his own business, and make it, ordinary daily living.
So you're talking about low-level government bureaucrats, or you're talking about high-level politicians?
Low-level government, and you...
So what do you say about high-level politicians?
Well, I think that no matter what, we're going to have a bunch of people who lie and are in there just to get money. But that's just the nature of the game, and you can't reform the game. I don't care about your little separatist...
So you can't reform the game. All right, let me ask you this, Marcus. I'm not asking you whether you want to live in the world that I'm talking about here. So you can have government corruption and, unaccountable government bureaucrats and all that you've got. You can have that. I'm letting you choose that. I'm asking you, do I have the right to try to innovate in the area of governance? Can I get together with other people who want to try something new and different?
Next thing I
What's
know,
that? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I wasn't even done yet, but okay, what?
Next thing I know, you people up in New Hampshire are going to come start dropping bombs on people who disagree with you.
So no, the answer is no, I can't try anything new in the area of government.
Right,
because Canada might try to invade us. That's why we need a one-world government, Mark, because we can't have this anarchy that exists between the U.S. and Canada and Canada and Greenland.
Right, there's 200 countries on the planet. Which ones are dropping bombs on Utah?
Because Utah is part of the United States, Mark. What do you not understand about that?
Well, I'm asking you a question. The United States has a military that is so large the rest of the governments in the world could mount an attack and they still wouldn't be successful. How much bigger of a military do you need in order to be able to allow free people to try some new innovation in governance?
Do you honestly think you little...
Answer my question, sir. I asked you, can free people try a new thing in governance? And all you said is, they'll bomb me. I mean, is that really your standpoint? Nobody can try anything new because somebody might be a threat to you?
Well, let me answer that by asking you this.
That's not an answer.
Do you think your separatist movement up in New Hampshire can work, honestly?
I'm only asking you. It can work if people who are willing to use violence to stop it will leave us alone.
you honestly think that when the Air Force rolls in with their F-16s and B-52s, that you little peaceful nonviolent protesters have anything you can do to stop that?
No, I don't have anything that can stop the Air Force, and neither do you.
When all he wants to do is talk about people being violent against people.
I know. When the Air Force wants to come over there, when the Air Force wants to come to Pueblo and make you do,
advocating hate and starting problems like you.
I'm advocating hate?
Yes.
You're the one talking about bombing people.
Because I know what the government's going to do, Mark.
So you think the government is a bunch of dangerous people, but you think you need them?
Yes and yes.
Wow. You win, man. People. You're right. The government is full of dangerous killers.
Do you trust the Iranian? Do you
trust
the Chinese?
I don't even know who you're talking about. Do you trust the Americans? Wait a second, Marcus. Do you trust the Americans?
Not the bomb me, yeah.
Well, which Americans are you talking about? Because I think Timothy McVeigh bombed some people.
Well, he's terrorist. That's a different story.
No, he's an American. You're saying, do I trust the Iranians? I don't know any Iranians. The only Iranians I've met, I've met here in the United States, and they've been fine.
Well, yeah, because
I've never met a foreigner that wanted to kill me.
Out there, fine, Mark, but I'm not worried about the ones that are here.
Well, you don't know the ones that are over there.
I want to know what happens when they get an ICBM.
Here's what I know for sure, Marcus. I know for sure tomorrow the government's going to demand about 30% of your wages. The Iranians will demand nothing. You will be robbed tomorrow by the United States government.
You protect me, Mark.
You can have all the protection you want. I'm sick and tired of being protected by these people. They use remote control airplanes to kill people around the world, and I'm sick and tired of their protection.
Mark, when
yes,
you walk out your door, are you scared of being bombed?
I wonder whether that's true anywhere. Am I scared of being bombed? No, I guess I'm not.
Well, then they're doing a good job protecting you, aren't they?
I don't even know how to address that.
You just told me that you have like zero fear of terrorism, and then you're going to tell me that they're not doing a good job protecting you from terrorists. That doesn't make sense.
Look, the fact is that simply because they act like, I think that the government creates more terrorism. I thought bombing you meant dropping things from airplanes, and terrorists tend to have few of those. But,
on 9/11, they didn't have many airplanes
you're right. That wasn't really a bomb, though, but they use the terminology bombing. I get where you're coming from now. The fact is I don't know the answer to that. There have been all kinds of terrorist attacks in the United States since 9/11. The government didn't protect me from those, especially since the FBI had mostly armed and planned those terrorists.
Well, I don't know what kind of insider conspiracy theorist knowledge you have, but I know people that work in the FBI, and they're certainly not conspiring for the bad of the American people. I can tell
you
that.
They may or may not be doing that, but they are working with people, often Middle Eastern people, to plan. And they're offering arms to these people. They're helping them plan. They're giving them rides to events and things like that. They usually give them dummy bombs, but that doesn't change the fact that most of the terrorist events in the United States since 9/11 have been planned by the FBI. It's an accurate statement.
Okay, so how many terrorist events have there been since 9/11? The bombs.
Well, there's certainly not FBI ones. There was that one in Central Park or in New York someplace. Grand Central, something like that.
Okay, and so how many people have died from those terrorist attacks that the FBI
It was really lucky that some civilians caught them because the government didn't catch them.
Okay. Well, do you honestly...
See, those were civilians, regular Americans that aren't packing heat that protected us.
So let's say that...
Let's not forget that if... Wait, my little whatever. Let's not forget that the United States government's involvement in the Middle East is what has fomented terrorism against you. They are exposing you to terrorism every single day. The reason that somebody from the Middle East might want to harm you is because of what your government has done in my name.
Well, I anticipate that you are about to cut me off, but I just would like to say...
Yeah, because we're at the end of the segment.
Yeah, what happens when the Chinese come and you little New Hampshireans don't have air power, or sea power, and the Chinese come and bomb you and take over. What are you going to do then?
Free Talk Live. I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
I say it's live because, well, you know, you can call in and talk about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. We just had a fellow named Marcus call in from Colorado, and, well, he's tossing a couple of ad hominems at Ian, and I guess I jumped back in. And hopefully I did a reasonable job of explaining some of the difficulties of Marcus's position. But first, I want to tell you to help Bitcoin Not Bombs and Free Talk Live to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. You can go to Bitcoin Not Bombs and pre-order a t-shirt or a hoodie. They're on sale there, and it's priced in order to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone else in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so that they can get them printed up and distributed in time for the holidays. So you can give them as gifts and help keep two people warm this winter. Help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla marketing for Bitcoin in the process. They're also accepting general donations for the project. If you'd like to give more, just go to BitcoinNotBombs.com to order your hoodie or to give to the project. It's BitcoinNotBombs.com. So, Daryl, Ian, of course, chastens me for raising my voice at any point. And I've got to say that I just don't feel bad for being frustrated with a frustrating person. I shouldn't, however, be too frustrated, because Marcus's position is not terribly unusual. And I think he, at the very end, pointed out the best argument against a voluntary society, which is
that China would invade New Hampshire if New Hampshire were independent from the U.S.
I think it's unlikely that China would, but likely the United States government could.
Right.
That a violent, authoritarian, totalitarian government from the outside might very well give a smaller, more free society trouble.
Well, if that is what he actually thinks, then why does the United States not go and invade the Bahamas? Why does the U.S. government not go and invade Belize and Nicaragua and Costa Rica and all of these smaller countries that are in North America?
I think the reason for that is probably because most of those countries bow to the wishes, the strongest wishes of the U.S. government. The U.S. government knows that, look, we can only ask for a few things per year. We can only demand a couple few things per year. But
like all of your cocaine.
Well, I wouldn't propose to know, but one thing I can tell you for sure is that there's a great deal of pressure put on by the State Department regarding passports and visas and things like that. So these countries actually make it more difficult on U.S. citizens to come there because the United States government doesn't want you leaving without paperwork.
Right.
So the U.S. government actually puts pressure on these countries about U.S. citizens coming there.
But one thing that, and I forget who had first posed this, but it makes a lot of sense, is for people that believe in the state, and by the state, I mean, you know, a group that claims a monopoly on the legitimate use of force and theft within a geographic area, for people that believe in the state, then they must believe, ultimately, in a one-world government. Because I alluded to this with the caller of there's a state of anarchy between the U.S. and Canada. Because what prevents the United States of America from invading Canada and taking over all of the polar bears and hockey rinks?
Well, I would say that it's because most of the Canadians would be pretty surly about having been invaded. You basically are going to have to wipe
right.
them out.
So there's a state of anarchy between the U.S. and Canada, and they sort of agree to be good neighbors with one another, or at least the supposed leaders of the countries agree to be neighborly with one another. It's, you know, same reason that nobody invaded Switzerland during World War II.
Well, and that's
not because they necessarily wanted to be neighborly with Switzerland, but they knew that it wouldn't work. Invading Switzerland would not work.
So, and that's really the point.
So there's a state of anarchy between nations.
I don't even know what that means, and I think that that's a befuddling point. But the fact is that during World War II, Switzerland was never invaded, and the reason Switzerland was never invaded was because, to some extent, A, it wasn't very valuable, and B, it was full of people who were armed, and Hitler really didn't know how to deal with that.
Right.
The Swiss weren't going down without a fight, and he just didn't see any reason to go in there. And I think that that's a really good point, is why exactly would China bomb New Hampshire? If New Hampshire actually was full of people who wanted to be separate from the United States, and at this point, I see no evidence of that other than Ian Freeman's fantasies that New Hampshire is going to be the first to secede from the United States. I don't see it. However, if let's just say that's the case, that New Hampshire decides, we're the porcupine people and we want to be free, or whatever.
Would it be the Porcupine Republic?
Well, I don't know what it would be. Okay. And then China begins to, you know, at that point, China just loans up bombers and goes after New Hampshire? Why? There are two types of wars. Wars of retribution, which is mostly what the United States has dealt with from Middle Easterners, is the people that felt like whatever their country was or whatever their people were in the Middle East was harmed in some way by the U.S. government, so they go and they come after U.S. people, which, of course, is the wrong target, but you can understand in a world full of statism, you heard Marcus saying, do you trust the Iranians? I don't know the Iranians.
Yeah.
How can I trust them or not trust them? But in a world full of statism, you can see why those people would make those decisions. They would bomb, you know, citizens rather than government installations.
Because most people see the citizens or the inhabitants of a country as the government of the country. Your government did this. You must support that. So therefore, you are responsible.
Yeah, it's obviously a ludicrous statement. But and so there's the war of conquer and the war of retribution. The war of conquer says that we're going to take this place over, take their resources. Now, this is pretty rare these days.
Right.
This is done mostly through diplomacy and international pressure.
You know,
and
maybe
like
China
that.
Needs a lot of granite because they want to build another wall, and New Hampshire's the only place that has enough granite.
Maybe they've got a battleship that's powered by maple syrup. Right?
Why wouldn't they then invade Vermont and Maine?
Well, because New Hampshire's got granite and maple syrup.
Ah, yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, and, you know, and that's really what it comes down to is really what does any country care about a place, you know, a place whose largest export is rocks and tree sap? I mean, it's just, I'm sorry, not likely that anybody's going to get all bent out of shape. We're not talking about oil or uranium here.
Yeah, and one thing that I would like to point out, talking about, you know, do you trust the Iranians? Well, you know, I've met a decent amount of foreign people, people that were born in foreign countries, moved to the U.S., and not one of them have ever expressed interest in wanting to kill me or anyone else. I've also met a lot of people that were in the military, and I would say at least half have told me that they enjoy killing people.
Well, I don't know what individuals have said. I've certainly met some people that have wanted to join the military and were in the military that have said statements like that. But I think the vast majority of them pretty quickly learn that that's not what they want to be involved in. But at that point, you're stuck in until your mind breaks or 4 years is up, whichever's sooner. So give us a call on it, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever is on your mind. Here on this live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-450-FREE. Check out SchoolSucksProject.com. There are other people who have picked up and moved for the radically dumb project of the Free State Project, right? According to our caller, Marcus, a couple of segments ago. Obviously, I picked up my life and I moved to New Hampshire. And, you know, what my hope was, I think, is just to see a smaller, more controlled government. I don't think I really thought that it was going to be turned into some voluntarist paradise. As a matter of fact, I'm certain I didn't, because I didn't even think I wasn't even on board with that until I got here. And I don't even know that I am now. I don't even know that I am certain that a voluntarist society, the first ones that are tried, are going to work. I don't know that. I just know that free people should be able to try to innovate in the area of governance if that's what they wish to do, and that people shouldn't attempt to use violence to stop them. That's what I think. And I think that the good folks, Brett Vinoy and Jason Osborne and the other folks involved with School Sucks Project, that they agree with me. So go check out School Sucks Project if you're interested in the ideas of education, real education. School Sucks Project is a very interesting podcast that addresses those issues. So let's go on, talk on other subjects here. Let's say take Howie calling in from Pennsylvania. Howie, you're on Free Talk Live.
And he's calling on Skype, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hey, Mark, and it's Johnson, right?
Or Daryl.
Daryl, sorry. Yeah, I wanted to, you know, it's been a good show tonight because, I don't know, the earlier call tonight, like, I don't know if he was a crank call or what, but he was real, like, humorous in the way you handled him. Like, I didn't know. But then the second guy who called in was definitely more inflammatory. And I just wanted to call in tonight, and I've been on hold for a while. I want to talk about tattoos, but
okay.
Talking
so
about like...
Early on in the show, we had talked about giving babies gauged earring tattoos and that sort of thing. So, sure, go on.
Yeah, just to go on about tattoos, don't you notice how much things have changed? Like, I was born in 1966, and I got my first tattoo when I was in the Marine Corps. I was like 18, and I got like a Marine Corps devil. And tattooing was so much different back then than it is now. It just amazes me what it's become to, because as a guy who's like accepting of whatever anybody wants to do with their body,
it's theirs.
Like, and I have plenty of them on me, like, but I didn't do it the same. Like, it was different back then. Like, I would get my paycheck, and I would have like $75 or whatever, $50 or whatever to spend, and then I would get a piece put on my arm. Now it's like people like put thousands of dollars of work into their body, and I just wanted to, you know, it's so weird because I think I am getting old, because when I look at these young people that are into these tattoos, I don't get it. Like, I have them all over my body, but it's just, I don't understand. Like, and that's the thing, like, I think it shows me, like, as time passes, that I am, like, I looked at...
Getting old and crotchety.
Yeah, like, the elders that I used to laugh at when they were younger, because I don't understand it.
So,
but
how
if
I...
you give me... Yeah.
As someone who has 5 tattoos... allow me to ask, do all of your tattoos have a meaning to you?
They did at the time, of course, because, you know, that's one of the things about getting a tattoo is kind of whatever possesses a person to get one. Like, the next day you wake up, and you usually feel pretty good about it because it is nice. I mean, I always liked it back then, but it's different now. Like, I would never get one on my face, you know. I see too many people that do that, or on my neck, like... And I regret it, too, because, you know what, when I try to go get a job, like, if I, you know, one thing this guy was a staff sergeant in the Marine Corps, he told me when I was getting them, he said, Howard, you know, if you like tattoos, just don't get them on your forearms, because it's going to, like, hurt your ability to find work. And he had a big, like, dagger with a death before dishonor on his arm, so I always respected what he said to me. And I value that because I'm glad I never did, because I know other people do they face difficulties when finding work when they're all tattooed on their arms. But this was like so long ago, and now it's different. But it just amazes me how, you know, times have changed. And I don't think tattoos are beautiful, even on girls. Like, a lot of women love them, and I just don't get it. I think they're marring their skin, and I think they're beautiful just as they are. I just wanted to call in. Like, I have much more to say about these other two callers, but yeah, just I want to talk about like tattoos, and I don't think it's beautiful. I mean, maybe I am old, but I don't get times nowadays. Like, I know art is art, but you know, people, stop putting so much ink on your skin. I don't think it looks good on you, and you're gonna regret it.
And, you know, I think that this is, I mean, it's a valid point. It's generally mine, and I'm I'm tattooed too. And I think that it's because we tend to grow out of whatever was important enough to tattoo
exactly,
at some given
Mark.
Time. I did have the idea of putting Pinky and the Brain on my shoulder at one point.
People change.
I still like Pinky and the Brain, I gotta say, but I'm not as passionate about Pinky and the Brain as I was 15 years ago.
I look at all of my tattoos as sort of a roadmap of where I've been at different times in my life.
Well, I can dig that. I mean, yeah, me too, but yeah, but you know, still, I just don't think that I don't find the beauty in it. I don't, do you guys see like these girls who like have it all over their arms and legs? Like, I just think that they're out, you know, way too much, you know?
Well, you know, I don't know that young women are really dying to know what, you know, some 42-year-old guy who's going to seed cares about
exactly.
tattoos they have.
Yes.
But, I got to say that I find untattooed young women to be more attractive than tattooed young women.
I think women with tattoos and women without tattoos are equally beautiful in their own way.
Says the single guy. That's fine.
No, I agree. It is a form of expression. I don't mean to seem like a jerk to say that I'm judgmental, but no, I am.
Well, people are judgmental.
I am.
That's the fact.
I am.
All you're doing is you're calling in and speaking what your highest truth is. And
I know.
That's what it is. It is for me, too. Thanks so much for the call, Howie. I appreciate
it. Thanks, Mark.
Yep. And there's nothing wrong with saying what is true for you. A lot of people will try to shout you down. Look, if you want to get a tattoo, that's cool. But don't think that there won't be people out there that are either turned off or turned on or, more delighted or less delighted or, going to give you a job or not going to give you a job based on that tattoo. I support people's right to discriminate against you because of your tattoo, as well as I support your right to get the tattoo.
Right. And one thing that I remember from the first tattoo parlor that I went to when I got my first tattoo back in 2008, they had a policy. It was not some state law in Kentucky. It was the policy of this tattoo parlor that they would not give any tattoo below the wrist or above the collar.
Okay.
Just because, getting a tattoo on your hand might not be the best decision, and so their policy was, we're not going to help somebody make a really stupid decision.
Yeah, I met a beautiful woman in Toronto, Canada, at a rave with a beautiful spider tattoo on her hand. All of these things. It was a well-done tattoo. She was a beautiful woman, and she told me, we were sitting there talking, and she told me that it was the worst decision of her life, getting that tattoo on her hand, and that basically she feels that she's relegated to the position of cleaning houses, and she had her own house cleaning business. She was relegated to cleaning houses because of the spider tattoo. And that's pretty rough. And I don't think that there's not too many tattoos I've seen that were better looking than this spider tattoo. It was a good looking spider tattoo, but it was just, she felt it was a bad decision, and I can't look back and think that it probably wasn't a bad decision. So one needs to look at all these things.
Right. And one needs to really think about what they're getting tattooed before they get the tattoo. I'm definitely not advocating, government-induced waiting periods.
Nope.
But certainly think about it. Don't get any tattoo on a whim because you probably will regret it.
Right. If you're really drunk. Like, that would be the thing for my tattoo parlor, too. We don't tattoo people that are really drunk.
Most won't.
Yeah. Well, I would hope not.
More because of bleeding than anything else.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Do you think we're nuts on this one? 855-450-3733. Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
Who said Black Friday was the only day you could save big? It's Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. All EasyClick floors are on sale, including laminates 20% off. Get up to $500 off any Bellawood pre-finished floor with a coupon. Plus, take 20% off power tools and save on other great gifts. And get special extended financing. Save big every day of the week at our Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Hurry, sale's going on now. Get to your local store or lumberliquidators.com before these deals get away. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
855-453. I told you I was going to tell you how to get some Bitcoins. And a lot of people want to be able to get Bitcoins right now. So cashintocoins.com is the place that I have gone. I've gone to get Bitcoins, and actually I've done a little selling there too. They try to keep their sales to sort of a larger amount, you know, like around 5 Bitcoins or whatever. But you can go check them out at cashintocoins.com. It's really a safe, fast, legal, easy way, and it's inexpensive to get Bitcoins. The customer service is their top priority. I've noticed that all these things were true the several times that I purchased Bitcoins from them. And you can just go over there and check them out. All you need to do is have a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America, or a credit union with shared branching in, nearby you. And I think that covers most of the United States, would be my guess.
Yes.
So the website is very clear at cashintocoins.com. They make it easy for you to go there and figure it out. And they actually make it possible for you to donate some of your fee to charity. As always, orders under $40 carry no fee. Cashintocoins.com. It's a great website, got to say. So let's go on. We've been all over the board tonight talking about what would happen if a free libertarian state got invaded, or why they would get invaded.
That still makes no sense, unless it is your theory of, you know, somebody needs granite and maple syrup.
A war of conquest, and they certainly have existed throughout time. But you kind of have to ask yourself, why does Germany allow Liechtenstein to exist? Andorra.
Do France and Spain allow Andorra to exist as a principality in which the heads of state are shared between France and Spain?
And what, Monaco is another one. That's another city-state. There's all kinds of city-states.
There's one Vatican. Completely surrounded by Italy, San Marino.
San Marino, yeah. Yeah, these things exist. Why do they? Why doesn't Italy just attack and just take over San Marino? They wouldn't even have to attack. They could just walk in.
Yeah. All they would have to say is, yeah, we're shutting down the train line that comes in here.
Yeah.
And the bus route.
If the United States decided to allow some portion of some state or all of one state to secede, and this is really what it comes down to. If they would allow it, then the rest of the world would do nothing.
So of course.
You don't have to worry about China bombing some free place. It's the United States. It's Washington, D.C. you'd have to worry about. Let's go on and talk to Temper, calling in from Missouri. Temper, you live Free Talk Live. Listen to Free Talk Live on LRN.FM. Go ahead.
Hey, I think everybody probably knows that Bitcoin's around $750, $850, depending on where you look.
I don't know if everybody knows that, but, I've talked to a friend of mine, and we talk rarely, and he's like, oh, yeah, what's that Bitcoin thing doing? When I told him the price, his jaw nearly fell through the phone.
Oh, yeah?
Bitcoin
is at $1,132.
Oh, yeah, Litecoin's going up, too. Great.
How about Namecoin is $333?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Are they paralleling?
1318?
I'm sorry, which one is it?
Novacoin.
Novacoin, okay.
And Feathercoin is 26 cents.
So let me ask you this. Are they comparing to Bitcoin in their rise, or are they rising just a little bit in comparison
Not
as far as a
really.
Percentage?
I went on to a website, Vercurex, which is the virtual currency exchange.
Okay.
And most of their prices, they'll have the conversion between that coin and U.S. dollars and the conversion between that coin and Bitcoin.
Okay.
And it's not a flat, rate.
Okay.
To where, the price of Litecoin, its increase in U.S. dollars has not been a steady, 1-to-10 ratio with Bitcoin or 1-to-100, whatever it happens to be. It's not been, a consistent margin between Litecoin and Bitcoin.
So, Temper, is there one big winner as far as crypto coins are at this point?
Well, Bitcoin, of course, but
is the big winner?
Novacoin did jump roughly $8 today. So,
well, interesting. I
think
$8 is a big jump.
I think since we're talking about all these coins, it would be wise to kind of explain what the differences are.
I'd like to hit some high points rather than like sort of listing them off or whatever. Can we just talk about some of the ones that are most, sort of most different? What are the big innovations?
Well,
because each one of these is different.
Bitcoin, of course, is SHA-256, and Litecoin is
of course.
So
I have no clue what that means.
Means nothing to me, Temper.
And I'm not necessarily a tech guy or a computer nerd, but what I do know is that Litecoin processes about four times as fast as Bitcoin.
It depends on how you're looking at it, but there are no ASICs for S-Crypt.
Right, so Litecoin cannot be mined with an ASIC, and so this is an important difference, is that Bitcoin mining was at one point was done on people's laptops and desktops and
right.
things like that. But then it became valuable enough. People were like, what I'm going to do? I'm going to make me a supercomputer to mine nothing but bitcoins. And then somebody said, yeah, well, I'm going to make a better supercomputer. And pretty soon they were creating these things called ASICs, which basically just means that they're computers specifically designed to do this. And they're really good for nothing but mining bitcoins. It's like owning a NHRA hot rod. That can do a quarter mile in, it takes 20 gallons of fuel or whatever to do a quarter mile run, and these things are only designed for this.
300 miles an hour.
You can't go grab a carton of milk with them. So
0-60 in a tenth of a second.
Right, that kind of thing. It's a rocket ship on wheels. And that's what an ASIC is, essentially. So Litecoins can't be mined with an ASIC.
Yeah. And basically the difference between the networks is they basically fudge the factors, like, the difficulty level, how many coins are awarded, how many will be produced. Like Feathercoin has a cap of 336 million, whereas Bitcoin has a cap of 21 million.
Yeah.
Litecoin has a cap of 84.
You know, the thing about the Feathercoin that I've... Yes, I know that that's Feathercoin's thing. But Bitcoin, if they want to, if it becomes important and 51% of the miners decide that it's a good idea to add a decimal place onto Bitcoin, it can be done, or two decimal places or three decimal places. It's really unlikely. That there have been some changes to Bitcoin along the way. Any problems as a result. I mean, if somebody wants, look, what difference does it make if my one Bitcoin can be divided up into eight decimal places or nine decimal places? It's still one Bitcoin.
Well, Feathercoin does have you on the fact that it has a 30-second network time.
So that's pretty good. But
do get confirmed faster.
Okay, that's a good thing.
The nice thing, though, is that they're building these exchanges where you don't have to choose. You don't have to, you know, say, I want to buy in Bitcoin or Feathercoin or Litecoin. You know, you can kind of just merge them around. It's kind of like having McDonald's dollars.
What are those exchanges? I don't understand.
Well, McDonald's dollars can't be used at Burger King.
Yeah, that's true. Once you buy McDonald's dollars, it's a one-way street. Whereas with these, you can buy and sell them.
So these exchanges, what can one buy at these exchanges?
Well, I'm on BTCe right now, and you can buy Bitcoins, U.S. dollars, euros, Feathercoin, Litecoin, Namecoin.
Well, you can buy those things, but you're essentially trading between them. So you send your Bitcoins.
That's
there.
What he's talking about. Is it's an exchange to where you can exchange currencies between currencies.
I see.
Yeah.
So if for whatever reason some company wants to only take Litecoins and they don't want to take Bitcoins, you can go to BTCe.com, which I have, and you can sell some Bitcoins for some Litecoins, and then you can go do your business there. Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's generally the idea, I mean.
Yeah, I think that's that's true. So far, I haven't seen this happen anywhere for anything. What's the advantage to Namecoin? Isn't it the idea that you can buy websites anonymously with it or something?
No, I think the advantage to Namecoin right now is something to do with the network difficulty and the miners. So the miners have switched to Namecoin so that they can...
And they've got something called PornCoin, and it was to incentivize the adult entertainment websites to take this coin to allow more anonymity on the XXX sites.
I worry that some of these coins are just being created because people want to cash
jokes.
In on them.
Like barbecue coin.
Thanks so much for the call, Temper. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.